responding to sensory input from the body and its surroundings, delivered over incoming fibers and via chemical messengers, the human brain has, I believe, engaged itself in the instinctual battle between stability and chaos, echoing up from its deepest cellular self. That battle is expressed in the psychological conflict between Eros and Thanatos, the forces of love, and therefore life, against the forces of death instinct. Because the two are irreconcilable, the central nervous system of man has had, since the time it originally came into existence with the birth of the first Homo sapiens, to conjure with itself, to try various combinations of circuitry and chemistry, and to turn to its excess reserve capacity in exploratory ways, until it became what it is today, a vast machine works of intellect, spirituality, and even neurosis. Echoing his inner physiology, man is engaged in a constant struggle to maintain the equilibrium that permits daily living. The conflict between constancy and consistency on the one hand, and chaos and destruction on the other, is mirrored in the mind's equally persistent struggle between the goodness that is in us and the dark drives of anarchic catastrophe. My rabbinic teachers first made me aware of the Talmudic teaching that man lives in eternal conflict between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara, his good and evil inclination. Civilization began and persists because the maintenance of what might be called social homeostasis, and therefore a civilized society, demands that the forces of equilibrium, the forces of the good, win out. But the history of the 20th century and the events of which we read in our daily newspapers tell us that this is an ideal too often unattained. Society struggle, like ours, never ends.